This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
What's up? Welcome to the show, the Saturday Mailbag, including the Fantasy Cops, a.k.a. Taysom Hill just lost tight end eligibility in my league. What do we do now, show? That's what today's show is all about. A lot of questions coming in about that, and we'll get to them. Adam Azer, our sleazy dwarf, and Jamie Eisenberg here. And for the first time since Thanksgiving, here's Frank Stample. What's up, Frank?
Yo, what's up? I love how I got this grand introduction, right? Like it's some kind of game show host. What's going on, guys?
I like how you say first time since Thanksgiving. Like,
well, yeah, because you know I'm going to ask him how his Thanksgiving was.
I know, but it's like he just said first time since last week.
I guess
first
so.
Time since Thanksgiving.
I guess so. Frank,
Frank, he's been on with you since last week.
It's true. Hey, Frank, forget about your Thanksgiving. How has your entire week been?
It's gone well. Busy on the Fantasy Baseball Today front. Obviously working on some football stuff. Thanksgiving was great. I thought the football was entertaining. Obviously not as people around as I'm used to, but got to hang out with the parents, and they gave me a bunch of leftovers, so I can't complain.
What a political answer. The football was terrible. Those games were dreadful.
But from a fantasy perspective, like Will Fuller went off. That was awesome. Deshaun Watson. Zeke stunk. So
awesome for you, great. Maybe.
Yeah.
Not for everyone.
I did well in DFS, so it worked out.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. All right. So we got your Apple Podcast questions, and we've got your fantasy cops and your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. I got to most of the Apple Podcast questions, not all of them, but I do appreciate all those comments. I also didn't see a ton of news yet. We're doing this a little bit earlier than we usually do, but Todd Gurley and Julio Jones were not seen at practice, correct? Not seen at practice on Friday?
That is correct.
Okay, so, and Julio's pretty tall, so you'd probably see him if you were there. But did anybody pick up Brian Hill? Is that a thing right now?
Yes, it should be a thing. I mean, the Raiders give up a lot of touchdowns to running backs, and the Falcons running backs, Gurley in particular, scores a lot of touchdowns. So I think he's a flex. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're the Todd Gurley manager, you want to have some replacement. And, you know, he's going to probably see in the neighborhood of, my guess is 15 touches, if not more. We don't know what Ito Smith's role will be, Kadri Allison, what his role will be, but Brian Hill is their, you know, second leading carry leader. He's second in carries on the team. I'll phrase that correctly eventually. He's second on the team in carries.
Yeah, I know. What did you say originally?
Second. He's their second leading carrier.
Second leading carrier. Okay.
But he does lead them in yards per carry, which is important for you.
Of course. Well, he's probably better than Todd Gurley.
He might be. He hasn't done very much for fantasy, but this is his opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, so pick him up. I think you can drop Samaje Perine, right? Is Gio making progress?
I saw a report that Gio's expected to play Sunday.
Gio was at practice on Friday. He has not officially cleared the concussion protocol, but that seems to be just the next procedural thing.
But you should do it anyway, I would say, right? I mean, because who knows? Maybe Todd Gurley plays. Maybe he does. Maybe he misses multiple games. And I think you'd be more excited about Brian Hill than Samaje Perine, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Other than that, Philadelphia right tackle Lane Johnson is out 4 to 5 months with an ankle injury. What a rough year it's been for him. When he's played, he's been playing hurt, and he's missed time, and now he needs ankle surgery. So,
did you hear what he said?
No.
He said his ankle collapsed in the middle.
Ugh.
It sounds so painful.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Frank, what's your worst sports injury? You've probably had some sports injuries. You're sporty.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I was on crutches because sprained my ankle playing basketball. So I thought I broke it. So I went into a urgy center, and apparently it was just a really bad sprain, but I was on crutches for like a month.
Do you feel like kind of a wuss right now because Lane Johnson has an ankle injury that he said it collapsed and he needs surgery and he's out 4 to 5 months and you're here like completely unprompted just complaining about your ankle injury?
No, I don't.
Okay. You shouldn't. Kyler Murray expected
to start. What's your worst injury?
I was riding my bike when I was in like sixth grade and I tripped over this rock and broke my arm.
Is that a true story?
It sounds like you're making that up. It's a true story. It's a true story. These people had these stones on their grass because they didn't want people to park on their grass. But one of them was, you know, jutting out into the street, and it got me. It tripped me up. And broke my arm. Broke my arm. Jamie had thumb surgery, right?
I dislocated my thumb. I did not have surgery on it, but it was painful getting placed back, putting back in place. I broke my pinky, which I had surgery on twice.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So I have hand problems. I have some news for you.
Okay.
Like some news.
About your hand?
The Jaguars with the great Mike Glennon starting quarterback will not have DJ Chark or Chris Conley. Both have been ruled out.
Oh, gosh.
And the Packers will probably not have Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Oh, okay. So what do we think about Alan Lazard in that case?
I think it's a good opportunity for Lazard and probably a better opportunity for Robert Tonyan.
Who?
Tonyan.
Who's that? Yeah, there you go.
Who's left for the Jaguars? Are we looking at Keelan Cole and is Chenault back for
them? I have not seen a status update on LaVisca. That's what I was looking for. I have not seen anything on LaVisca Chenault. So, yeah.
Not that it really matters. I mean, it's Mike Glennon, right?
No, but it may not be great for James Robinson, just knowing that welcome to a lot of coverage.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I expect from Glennon is I looked into the last time he started, weeks 1-4 in 2017. He threw 31% of his passes in those games to running backs. So we could just see more targets for James Robinson. Not that he'll be efficient.
Good stuff.
That would be great.
I'm going to give you three options here. Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Jaguars, Giants, Bengals. What is the worst game on the slate this week? The one that you just have no interest in seeing, basically.
What'd you say? Dolphins, Jets, Jags, Browns?
Yeah, and Bengals, Giants.
Oh, boy.
Probably the Giants, Bengals, to be honest.
Yeah. Although, you know what the Browns games are. It's just handoff.
Right, snooze.
Yeah, that's the worst one. The one thing about the Jets, Dolphins one is at least you have the two high-profile quarterbacks to see how Darnold does coming back and Tua maybe rebounding.
Yeah, you excited about that, Jets fan, Frank?
Not really. I don't know who gives them a better chance to lose at this point. It might be Sam Darnold, so let's go. Tank for Trevor.
I'm going to tell a story that I think is probably not a good story, but I'm going to tell it anyway, and you can tell me. Let me just see. Thursday, I was watching the Lions game. For the first time ever, I was like sitting down on the couch watching the game with my son. He's almost two and a half. And, he says football. A few weeks ago, I was watching a Hurricanes game and we scored and I went, go baby. And he started going, go baby. So that was funny. But this time I was watching the game with him and trying to teach him about the game. And so I was trying to teach him about run plays versus pass plays. So the Lions had gotten the ball. I don't know if you remember this drive, opening drive of the third quarter. And I'm like, all right, let's see if they're going to run it or they're going to pass it. And I'm like, oh, they're going to run, go forward. And I'm trying to, show them the difference. Here's the game log for that drive. Adrian Peterson up the middle. Peterson right tackle. Kerryon Johnson right tackle. Kerryon Johnson left tackle. Johnson right tackle. Adrian Peterson right tackle. I think they ran it 10 times in a row, no joke, to start the drive. And they finally go to pass, and Matthew Stafford runs. He scrambles. And at that point, my son had completely lost interest, got off the couch, went away, did something else. We watched like 11 plays. They did not pass the ball once. And that reminded me of the Browns. Okay. Sorry for the bad story.
It was good.
Okay. Thank you. Apple Podcast questions. Here we go. From Danny Mack. Grade the trade. Kamara and CeeDee Lamb for Josh Jacobs, Will Fuller, and Robbie Anderson. Kamara and Lamb for Jacobs, Fuller, and Anderson.
I think the only way you can make this trade is if you're concerned about Kamara's whatever lingering injury he dealt with last week and didn't look great with Taysom Hill, because he's worth Jacobs and Fuller, Fuller probably by himself. Probably by himself.
Fuller is really just like a star right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. But I mean, when Kamara's right, he's the best running back or, one and one A with Dalvin Cook at this point.
Yeah.
So I think you'd rather have still Kamara, but it's a fair deal if you're concerned about Kamara's, injury and play with Taysom Hill.
I know Jacobs is banged up as well, so that's something we have to keep in mind. True. But I think it's probably a C, and I would like it more if it's a deeper league where you need depth and you are getting the three, I mean, accumulative pieces, I would say, are better than just a Kamara and CeeDee Lamb, but better in a deeper league.
CeeDee Lamb at this point, we talked about this, Frank, on the Friday podcast, is borderline droppable. I mean, you know, just with what they look like the last 2 weeks, you know, I mean, he scored last week, but it wasn't great against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the game against, you know, it's so hard though. I want to revisit that, I guess, because if he catches that ball in the end zone, he did have 7 targets.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The yards are so low at this point.
For the record, I did not say drop him. That was you and Dave.
I didn't say to drop him. I said, is he droppable?
No, maybe it was Dave.
I think he is. I'm glad I sat him. You know, I told you on Wednesday I was sitting in for Sterling Shepard. So, the bar's pretty low there. All right, from Edward Vento. Who should I start at a flex in a PPR league? Gus Edwards, Curtis Samuel, or David Montgomery?
What's the format?
Points per reception. Point per reception.
I'll go with David Montgomery.
Over Gus, Edwards. Curtis Samuel, or Montgomery?
Yeah, I'll over Edwards. I think it's close, but I expect David Montgomery to get three, four catches. I don't know if Edwards is going to do anything in the pass game, but we'll see.
It's hard to say because RG3 is a wild card now.
Yep.
You know, in terms of what he'll do. So I still say Edwards, though, if they get the game in.
Zach from Western Massachusetts. Grade the trade at half PPR, 2 quarterback league. I currently have the second seed and Christian McCaffrey, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, Miles Gaskin, and Gallman. So he's got pretty good running backs. You know, I don't want to kill it. There'll be time. There'll be time for it. So grade the trade. I gave up Antonio Gibson and DJ Chark and Taysom Hill for Lamar Jackson and Allen Robinson. 2 QB league. Gave up Gibson, Chark, and Taysom Hill for Lamar Jackson and Allen Robinson.
I like that quite a bit. B+? Super flex league?
Yeah, 2 QBs, but sure.
I don't know, man. I mean, what's Lamar Jackson's status now?
He's got the 2 seed, though, so he's going to make the playoffs.
He just hasn't looked good, though.
All right, we'll give it a grade.
C, I guess.
From D. Wismer. Dear Matt, Jim, Trent, and Warren. Jim, Trent, and Warren. I have a strong team, but I'm in a must-win mode right now. Help me set my lineup. Pick 3 wide receivers. Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, Darius Slayton, Tyler Boyd, and Pittman. Thank you, Frank. All right, pick 3. Thomas, Godwin, Brown, Slayton, Antonio Brown. Slayton, Boyd, Pittman.
Thomas and Godwin are the easy ones.
I agree.
I might go Pittman just to split up the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'll go with Thomas and the Bucks.
The targets will be there. That's the one thing you can count on. You know, it's just a matter of will they all be successful. They were last week in PPR. Can they do it again? It's not a bad call.
And it's such a great game environment too. You're not in a bad place if you're starting multiple people in that game.
Right. I mean, the one time though, we did see Pittman against the Titans. He beat them up, you know, 100 yards in the air and then the 21 yards on the ground. To answer your earlier question, Laviska Shenault is playing.
And pick 2 running backs, Sanders, Hunt, Geo Montgomery.
Sanders and Hunt.
I think that's pretty straightforward.
Who the heck are Matt, Jim, Trent, and Warren? Okay.
Matt, Jim, Trent, and Warren.
Yeah. The only Warren I know is Sapp.
Moon.
Oh, yeah. Then it's probably quarterbacks. There are
Trent
more.
Green.
I'll Google it. Okay. From Joe Mart. Pick 2. Oh, these are Raiders quarterbacks. Hey, Daryl, Jim, Kenny, Rich, and Derek, Raiders quarterbacks. Good. I didn't want to get stumped again. Thank you. Pick 2 in PPR. Savon Ahmed, Kenyon Drake, DJ Moore, Daryl Henderson, or Chase Edmonds?
Probably Ahmed and Drake. Ahmed did practice on Friday. Miles Gaskin I believe, was limited.
Yeah, I would say if Gaskin is out and Ahmed plays, I would want him to be one of them. And then Kenyon Drake probably. But if Gaskin plays, then I think I would go with Drake and DJ Moore.
All right, next question is from Matt.
Oh, you know, I'll take DJ Moore over Drake.
From Matt, PPR Guillotine League. All right. Dear Bart, Brett, and Aaron.
Those are Packers quarterbacks.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm thinking there's a Bart Boone. Sorry. all right, down to five people in his Guillotine League. Russell Wilson or Justin Herbert, and then sit one. Oh, DeAndre Swift is the answer there. But Russell Wilson or Herbert?
Herbert.
I'm going to go Wilson. Break the tie, Adam.
I'm going to go Herbert.
By the way, that team in the one that was knocked out, the guy with the money, there's no way he's losing.
What do you mean?
The guy.
He got everybody?
No, he got everyone.
Am I gonna go Herbert over Wilson?
I have that choice to make in one league, and I'm playing Herbert. I think just what we saw from Russell Wilson last week, I think we're going to see again, where it's a little bit more conservative, Russ.
I just don't think they're going to be able to run the ball as effectively as they did last week. But I'm going to take Herbie. All right, from
that's going to be, you want to talk about fun game? That game should be awesome.
What, Eagles Seahawks?
No, Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, Bills Chargers should be great.
All right, let's go a little faster here. We're never going to finish. Okay, from Ethan, grade the trade. I'm 9-2. This is a non PPR league. I gave up Gaskin, Godwin, Gibson, and Taysom Hill. Gaskin, Godwin, Gibson, and Taysom Hill for AJ Brown.
Taysom Gill,
And for AJ Brown and James Conner.
Ooh, you gave it too much.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
That is a lot of depth to give up.
Doesn't mean depth. It's bet you give it a better running back to get a worse one.
Yeah, that's also true. D plus.
He was doing it to get AJ Brown, but we don't like it. All right, from Chris, dear 0-1-1-2 or 0-1-1-2. I'm on the outside of the playoff bubble looking in, and I need a lot of help here. So give me a quarterback. Wentz, Goff, or Taysom Hill?
Taysom. Go YOLO.
Give me a running back. Give me a running back. Drake, Gallman, or Mostert?
Gallman.
That's not the right song. Where is it? That's too loud, I think.
You got to make the face. It's only good when you make
the face. All right, I'll make the face. I'll make the face next time. And give me a wide receiver. Allen Robinson, Robert Woods. What do you got?
Woods.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
And a flex. Allen Robinson, Drake, or Mostert.
Holy crap. We have to set this guy's entire
life. Yeah.
Mostert.
I will go with Robinson.
All right, this is from PO student. Fantasy cops. I guess I could get the... Nope, that's the wrong.
I mean, how are you doing this?
They're on like a different page. I have to hit the scroll button. Dear Tommy, Chuck, Angelica, and Dill. Those are Rugrats. Need some regulation on an issue that went down in my league last week. Make a long story short, I was 2 games out of the playoffs playing a team that was 1-9 and had not set a lineup in weeks. The commissioner is one of the other people with me in contention. And before game time, the commissioner either messaged the manager or used his powers to set the 1-9 team's lineup. Subsequently, I lost and now will play the only other guy in contention with the commissioner with him, now in a good place to go. That was a long run-on sentence. But the commissioner either set this lineup or alerted the 1-9 team. And was this an illegal move or just a scummy move? And what do you guys think?
That's pretty low, man. But if you can't prove that the commissioner was the one that set the lineup, I think you just kind of got to live with it.
What if you can prove it?
Oh, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like, Will Brinson is not setting his lineup in the two quarterback league, but I've already taken advantage of that. I had a terrible week a few weeks ago and I beat him because he started like Sam Darnold and 4 players on a bye. Because he gave up. So
are you calling out Will? You're narking on Will?
I'm just saying that would be like Jamie setting Will's lineup this week or telling Will to set it, and it wouldn't really be fair. So
I see who Will's playing.
Not me.
It impacts my playoff.
It's much worse if the commissioner set the lineup for
it. That's true.
Unless he's been doing that all season long.
He hasn't been. I think that's kind of what was implied. Had not set a lineup in weeks.
Will is playing Heath.
Oh, Heath's terrible in that league too, I think.
Yeah, no playoff implications there.
Oh, okay. That's the Jets. No, there's no game this week. Is there any game this week with no playoff implications? Anyway, what are we doing?
It was yesterday. It was Giants and Lions in Texas.
True. What are we doing? Are we giving this guy the win? Are we accepting the results?
Unless how do you know he would have won if the person didn't set their lineup though either? Unless you go back and
calculate figure that out. All right. Well, thanks.
It's hard to say. I think you just have to accept the results.
Okay, accept the results, get a new commissioner, kick him out of the league. From JJ Hankey. Mr. Hankey. Dobbins or Montgomery rest of season?
Man, that's tough because you may not have Dobbins for week 13.
Or you can drop T. Higgins for Dobbins.
I mean, if you have the receiver depth, that might be something to do if you need the running back help because we just don't. I mean, T. Higgins may still be awesome with Brandon Allen or he may be a total dud.
He's better at running back than he is receiver. McCaffrey, Davis, Mostert, Connor, and Robinson. So he's got Montgomery and Higgins on his team. He wants to pick up Dobbins. What do you do, Hotshot? Pop quiz, Hotshot.
I mean, I probably would rather have Montgomery right now, but that's hard to say because Montgomery's so bad. Like, Dobbins' upside is better.
Yeah, it is super close, but I think I like the upside of Dobbins.
Yeah,
more.
Let's go with Dobbins here. Let's have fun because you got your starting running backs. Frank,
do
you know?
Though, like, put it this way: if you're staring at the waiver wire right now, right, and you see Dobbins, Montgomery, and Higgins, who are you picking up first?
Dobbins. Well, for this player, this fantasy manager doesn't need to start any of these guys. So in that case, I go Dobbins. But if I needed to start someone, it'd be Montgomery.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think in general, like if not just this guy, but just in general, like if you see guys on the waiver wire, like who are you picking up first? Same answer, I'm sure.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, it's such a shame because Dobbins, did they give him the job last week? We won't know. We won't be able to back it up this week. But that was really exciting.
We may not see Dobbins till week 14. I mean, it's a very realistic scenario.
Okay, from 2 bits, pick 2, Robert Woods, AJ Brown, or Allen Robinson?
The first 2.
Yeah, Woods and AJ Brown.
Colin from Detroit, start 2, half PPR. Michael Thomas, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, and Pittman.
First thing is tough.
Michael Thomas, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, Michael Pittman.
And PPR, you said, right?
Half.
I'd probably start Thomas and Moore.
Yeah.
I like all three, but the thing with Deontay Johnson is if he doesn't score, he'll be okay. I think Thomas, I'll buy into what he did last week with the 12 targets from Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I'll go Thomas and Deontay.
From Raul, hey, Clint, Ernie, Norm, and Sam. All right, let's make our way through this PPR world today. Pick 3 out of 4.
There's no way you watched that show.
Love that show.
Did you really?
Loved it. Well, I watched it with my brother. It's his favorite show.
There's no chance that Frank knows what
Frank has no idea.
Was that Cheers that you were singing?
Yes, I was singing Cheers.
I used to watch Nick at Night back in the day.
What were your Nickelodeon shows growing up? Because I'm not sure if you got the Rugrats reference earlier.
Oh, no, I loved Rugrats. Rugrats was big. Was Rocket Power on Nickelodeon?
I don't know. I don't know that show.
All right. We'll make us a mini wager. If Frank knows this answer, I won't answer the next 3 questions. If Frank doesn't know the answer, he can't answer the next 3 questions. What team did Sam Malone pitch for?
I have no idea.
I'll just do one.
You would have rooted against him, Frank.
One question you're banned from. It's the Red Sox.
Yeah, he pitched for the Red Sox. All right, pick 3 out of 4.
Cheers is in Boston. What do you think that he pitched for?
He doesn't know who Sam Malone is.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember the theme song, but the characters, no way, no chance.
Yeah. All right, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Robert Woods, DJ Moore. Who are you sitting?
Oh, boy. Allen Robinson.
Okay, rest of season, who would be last there? Moore?
No, it might be Robinson.
Please do not ask us if you should sit Keenan Allen. You should never sit Keenan Allen.
God, that is honestly the one call I'd love to have back from the preseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to be fair, his situation changed after the first week of the season, and we didn't know Herbert was going to be awesome.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But still, it's like, I go back and look at it, I'm like, oh my God, that's, ugh.
Yeah, some players, you just got to bet on talent, right? Like, same thing with Stephon Diggs. Like, if I don't know if you guys were specifically down on Diggs.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was. I wasn't down on Diggs. I was down on the passing situation and just the fact that the Bills every single year are this ground and pound team. They do not throw the ball a lot. And that's why I was down on Stephon Diggs and Deshaun Watson as well. If I had known that Bill O'Brien was going to get fired, it would have changed things for me because they are finally letting him throw more. And he's
on first down. It's big.
He's incredible. But yeah, I just figured Bill O'Brien, no matter what, he's just stubborn. He just loves to run the football. So that's been a huge change for him. All right. Three more Apple podcasts than the Fantasy Cops from Niners for Life. So not really fantasy related, but how come every time I go to the rankings, Dave and Jamie are much higher on all of my players than Heath is? It's really annoying. That's all.
Heath hates good players.
Well said. From JMT Tompy. Dear Phil, Rodney, Mark, and Chris. Those feel like giants, Jamie. Phil Sims, Rodney Hampton. Now, is that an overlap? Mark Bavaro? I don't know who Chris would be. All right.
Chris Sims?
Chris Sims? Was he on that team with Phil Sims?
No.
I don't know if Sims and Hampton overlapped, but we shall see. Okay. Google is giving me Dr. Phil as the answer. Best podcast, hands down. Thank you. I was offered AJ Brown for Miles Sanders in my Dynasty League. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I'd rather have AJ Brown.
I think in Dynasty, when you have players this close in like talent level and just rank in general, you probably want to lean with the wide receiver.
100%.
Because they have a longer shelf life.
Savon Ahmed is out this week. Miles Gaskin and not Brian Flores, non-committal on Tua Tagovailoa and Miles Gaskin.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will take AJ Brown, though, in that Dynasty question. As for the Dolphins, man, you know, it would actually help Devontae Parker a ton if Ryan Fitzpatrick started.
Would help my 2QB league too. That's really what I'm focused on right now. Just selfish stuff. And the leftover Thanksgiving food I'm going to eat soon. All right, starter sit from Petey. Pick 3, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Cooks. Hope you started him. Raheem Mostert and Jonathan Taylor. So let's say he started Cooks. You got to sit one, Deontay, Mostert, or Taylor?
I think it's super close between Mostert and Taylor. I'll sit Taylor, though.
I would sit Mostert.
Okay. I just hit the Fantasy Cops music, but my fader was all the way down. So this has been a real production nightmare today. All right, here we go from Dominic. Let me set the stage for you here from what I've gathered based on the emails I've gotten about Taysom Hill. You could have played him on ESPN as a tight end last week. They took away his tight end eligibility. However, if you had him in your lineup as a tight end and you do not make any roster moves, any lineup changes at the very least, I don't know about add drops, but any lineup changes, you can technically leave him in as a tight end in a pretty cheap. It's like leaving someone on IR when they come off IR. If you don't take him out of the spot, you know, you can kind of do that on CBS, sort of. It's cheap, but people do it. So here we go from Dominic. Our league has a team that's refusing to take Taysom Hill out of the tight end spot. The league has voted 6-1 in favor of him having to take Hill out of tight end. 3 teams have not responded. The Hill manager said that the vote is not unanimous and that making changes without a unanimous vote at the end of the season is unfair. Oh my God, that is pathetic. That is so not what's happening here. The league has agreed that it is affecting competitive balance. His response is that we don't force teams to take players out of their lineup that are on the IR. We let them take the 0. He also says that with Hill in his lineup, he can't make any moves. So he's not playing his optimal lineup. Instead, he's starting Ben Roethlisberger over Josh Allen. Because that's the way he had it last week, so he can't make that change. And he also said that if he's to take Hill out, he wants Hockenson put in the tight end spot. But the commissioner said that the player already locked Hockenson on his bench because he played on Thursday, so he can't do that. The Hill manager has decided to play the rest of the season with Hill in his tight end spot and the roster as is.
Wow.
And the Hill owner has agreed to let the fantasy cops make the final decision to whether he should have to take Hill out of the tight end spot.
If they've determined that if you leave Hill in the tight end spot as a site, that you can keep your lineup as is, and he wants to play it out that way, that is within his right to do so.
I don't know that they've determined that you can do that. I think that it's technically an illegal lineup, but it's like, it's okay. It'll still count.
It's, I mean, they like stripped it's him, illegal lineup, then it's an illegal lineup.
They stripped him of his eligibility, you know? I don't think ESPN is like endorsing this. I think this is a loophole that people are exploiting.
Yeah.
I don't think they're endorsing it either. And I don't want to speak about somebody else's site and what they're doing, but I think if in the league play, if they have allowed him to stay with his current lineup as is, and he chooses to play that out, which means if Ben Roethlisberger does not play and this game is not played, or he has any other Ravens or Steelers, or somebody gets hurt, he is running that risk of taking a zero at this point. So he's putting himself at a potential disadvantage by doing that.
Mm-hmm. But I think we have to think broadly and give everyone in this situation, and there are, I promise you, there are a lot, because I got like 5 or 6 emails about it. Everyone in this situation that's playing on ESPN and has a fantasy manager in his or her league that's keeping Taysom Hill at tight end and not making any changes to their lineup, what are
that's
we telling
them? They're right.
Okay. I don't agree personally. I think that my advice would be for this particular case, you force him to take Taysom Hill out of tight end and you give him Hockenson. I do think that's fair, even though Hockenson played.
That's if that is the ruling, then yes, I think that is fine if you're going to force him to take out Taysom Hill. But I think in terms of if ESPN is allowing his lineup to be considered legal and he does not want to change it, then he doesn't have to change it.
Okay, so I guess it sort of comes down for Jamie. It kind of comes down to the way ESPN is saying, you know, is allowing it. Frank, what is your take here?
I lean closer to you that it is a loophole, and I think that originally my first thought was, look, Taysom Hill, they took his tight end eligibility away. You got to get him out of that spot. But the fact that this manager is willing to leave Taysom Hill in that spot all season long, like if that's something that they agree on, you have to realize Drew Brees is going to be back at some point, so we think, and Taysom Hill is going to go back to his usual role that he had before, and he's not going to be good for fantasy at that point. So I don't know that manager is taking that into account as well, because it sounds like this is something that has to be locked in for the rest of the season. So if they're willing to do that, like...
I don't think it's the rest of the season. I think the minute he changes it, Taysom Hill's done as a tight end. So like, for example...
That's so cheap to me.
But again, like what happens if the Steelers game, you're saying Roethlisberger's a quarterback?
I mean, I get that, but I really think that we need to be painting in with broader strokes here and coming up with guidelines, because okay, maybe that wouldn't benefit this particular fantasy manager, but I just think it's this simple. If I'm the commissioner and a platform said this player is no longer eligible at tight end, there is no chance I'm letting you play that player at tight end. It's just I'm just not letting it happen. It's no way.
I agree 100%.
And it's all, you know what it is, Jamie? It's like it would be like me keeping Deebo Samuel in my IR spot because CBS allows it. Technically, they don't really allow it, but it's like a loophole. You can do it. And I just don't like it.
That's fine. I mean, if that's something the commissioner wants to decide and everybody's on board with it, except for this guy, then this guy's gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I do think though that if it's a tough scenario because these things weren't decided ahead of time and ESPN listed him as a tight end from the start of the season. So he could have been playing Taysom Hill as a tight end all along. Let's say he was more productive, right? As opposed to what he was when Drew Brees was there. You know, are you going to penalize the guy for if he had used him all season long?
Well, we got more on this. So let's go to our next one, which is from Brandon. What up, y'all? Thank you for solving a previous scenario in mid-September on the Fantasy Cops. Your rule kept the league intact and nobody quit. All right, cool.
Well, let me ask you guys this question, because I'm curious. Obviously, it relates to fantasy baseball. With Ohtani, what happened if, you know, he was ruled DH or pitcher and you guys only locked him in one spot? Was there any option to change? I guess not locked him in one spot. Was there flexibility to use him as DH and pitcher?
So I know that on CBS, he's one player and he has both eligibilities. So I don't know how it would work. Technically, like, what happens if you use him as your utility and yeah, I don't know. I just,
because like I don't think the only football example we have right now is Patterson,
right?
Who's wide receiver and running back eligible.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you could obviously shuffle him back and forth, but that's, you know, a league decision. I wonder if commissioners would say you got to leave him in one spot. What would be the result of that?
Yeah, but he wasn't stripped of his eligibility. If CBS said he's no longer wide receiver eligible, then you wouldn't let somebody start him as a wide receiver.
No, you're right.
All right, from Brandon. So Brandon says, when Breeze got injured, I, the commissioner, paid 75% of my FAB, which was $12 out of 20, for Taysom Hill, then a tight end. I checked the position designation rule for our platform before he was named the starter at quarterback. And I believe he sent me a screenshot. I believe it said that he will. I'll double check. Actually, this is really important. Obviously, that format took Taysom's tight end eligibility away. Oh, the screenshot said that players cannot lose eligibility at a position. They can only gain eligibility. Obviously, that format took Taysom's tight end eligibility away and changed him to quarterback only, which was a contradiction to their own rules. So I took him out of the flex spot because it is a one QB league and QBs are not considered a flex. Also, it was the right thing to do, even though I could have kept him there and not made any roster moves. Since I checked the eligibility ruling before I paid 75% of my FAB, and the rule states that our fantasy platform cannot take away any designation but can only add to the designation, I feel I should be able to drop Taysom Hill and get my FAB back since I checked the designation ruling before I paid a majority of my FAB. The league does not agree. Members of my league want to fight me when I come home. Help us, please.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I think it's crystal clear. Again, what would you do, Frank?
That's a good find, though. I mean, the fact that whatever site this is, he found that beforehand that a player would not be stripped of his eligibility. I think this fantasy manager has a good case for getting his FAB back.
It's a terrific case.
Yeah.
It's a closed case.
Or being allowed to use Taysom Hill, right? Still?
No, I mean, well, yeah, that's the other part of it. I just don't think you can, because it's just crazy, man. Like, that was that's kind of a messed up situation. But I would give him his FAB back. I would absolutely let him drop Taysom Hill and give him the FAB back.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, Frank. All right. The fantasy cops agree. This is from Austin. Stop me if you heard this one before. A guy in my league dropped the remainder of his FAB on Taysom Hill last week under the assumption that ESPN would leave him a tight end all season. He also dropped Hunter Henry in the process, who was his only tight end at the time.
God.
And now Hunter Henry is no longer available. I'm trying to figure out how I can make this right for the manager that did this, because I do think he got screwed in this situation, but I don't see a good way to fix it. I offered to refund the FAB he spent on Hill, but Henry isn't available anymore and tight end is obviously thin. What do you guys think?
And it's super messed up to the manager who you take Hunter Henry away from.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I mean, this is the problem. You're stuck.
Yeah, it really stinks.
You're stuck. Did he play Taysom Hill last week?
I'm assuming he did.
Did he win as a result of it?
I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, you ran that risk. What happened to Taysom
Hill?
Well,
you didn't run that risk. Like, that's not fair. What happened was totally unpredictable.
I mean, what happens if he got hurt?
Yeah, then you ran that risk.
You're out the FAB, you're out Hunter Henry, and you got to move on.
I would give him the FAB back.
Why?
Because I feel bad for people who spent a ton of FAB on Taysom Hill thinking he was going to be tight end eligible, and then, as Jamie would say, loses the tight end eligibility.
I mean, it sucks. It really sucks. But, you know, this is the problem. I mean, it's a bad situation, but you got screwed. You're out the fab bids, you're out the fab points, and you're out Hunter Henry. I'm sorry.
I think it's a happy medium to not give this fantasy manager Hunter Henry back, but give him his fab.
Right, that's what I would do. Obviously, you have to drop Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Man, Frank and I are kicking Jamie off the force. We are teaming up.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, that's going to do it for the Fantasy Cops. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me see if I can do this one really quickly here. All right, I'm going to do this one quickly. I'll do this. There we go. 12-team half PPR in important stakes league. 18 roster spots, 2 IR spots. Fantasy manager in 11th place, officially eliminated, dropped Austin Eckler on Tuesday, on November 24th. And Eckler, 92% rostered at the time. There were multiple reports already that he's nearing a return, and this person decides to drop Austin Eckler. An hour later, a sleeper alert comes in that he's set to be activated off IR, which doesn't really matter to me because we knew that he was coming back soon anyway. In addition, the manager has not anyone currently placed on IR, but he has Willie Snead, he has David Moore. He could have dropped them instead of Austin Eckler. And it's an experienced player as well. Let's see. The first place team, 10-1, has the number one waiver wire priority and picked up Austin Eckler. The commissioner says he can't reverse someone's transaction just because it was dumb. Not only is this egregious and enough to me, but on top of that, teams are supposed to be locked from making moves and when they're eliminated. And we've abided by this in past years. And the commission said we will enforce that after this week. So is this bad enough or unfair alone that the commission should reverse the transaction? If not, should he enforce that eliminated teams are locked from making moves and reverse because of that? What do you guys think? Should the first place team be able to keep Austin Eckler, or should it be reversed?
No way.
But eliminated team, the thing that gets me is that eliminated teams are supposed to have their rosters locked.
Yeah, so that person wouldn't have been allowed to drop Eckler anyway.
So you're saying what?
Eckler's got to go back on that guy's team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Eckler should go back to the whoever's in whatever 11th place.
Yeah.
Yes, if your policy is no transactions for teams that are eliminated, he goes back to that team. That's the easiest thing.
Is that the only reason why? It's not just because the first place team ended up with Austin Eckler because of a really bad ad drop.
If your policy is no transactions,
no, I get
for teams
that, but let me just say that they hear this and they go, okay, well, that is the policy, but it's supposed to kick in next week or something. Let's take that out of the equation. Let's say that wasn't part of it. Would you reverse this transaction and make the 11th place team keep Eckler just for competitive balance purposes?
I guess so.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, if he's allowed to drop him because the policy doesn't kick in until next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's allowed to drop him, if it's not because of the policy.
The commissioner is 100% right. You cannot fault stupidity.
Okay. So you wouldn't reverse it based on stupidity. You would only reverse it based on the policy.
The only thing that you could reverse this, and I think get away with reversing it, is if you knew that first place team had said to last place team, hey, I'm first on waivers, drop Austin Eckler and I'll do whatever for you.
Right. But wait, let me just get the clear answer here. That it's collusion, that would be collusion.
Yep.
Lineup policy that eliminated teams can't make ad drops.
Yep.
Those are two ways that you would definitely reverse it. However, if those were not the cases and this was just a dumb ad drop, you would keep it or you would reverse it?
I guess you'd have to ask the schmuck who dropped him. Why did you drop Austin Eckler? Like, what's the point?
Right. Well,
they included in the email that this is an experienced player, right? But it... I mean, it still doesn't make sense as to why that person would drop Eckler over someone like David Moore or Willie Snead. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you gotta figure out what get to the bottom of that. And hopefully you can just use the roster thing, the locked roster rule, and reverse that. All right, thanks a lot for your questions. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy football at CBSI.com. Your first email is from Reed. Should I trade Antonio Gibson for Christian McCaffrey? I have Jonathan Taylor, James Robinson, Duke Johnson, and one of the P Ryans. Should I trade Gibson for McCaffrey?
Whew, man. So Gibson gets the Steelers next week, and McCaffrey is out. So week 14 on, who's better? I'd take McCaffrey.
Yeah, I agree. I would only make this deal if you either have a playoff spot locked up or are close to it.
Yeah. Do you feel pretty confident that McCaffrey's going to play next week or 2 weeks?
The fact that he got in some limited practice in week 12, I think, is a very good sign.
Yep.
This is from J.R. Elliott. Receive Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift. Give up Tyler Lockett and Mark Andrews. Yup.
Yeah, I like that quite
1,000%.
Yeah, just hopefully Swift can get out of the protocol, but yep. Start or sit questions here. Longtime listener, first time contacting us. How about that? Week 12, Taysom Hill is projected for more points than Tom Brady. Yet Tom Brady is ranked higher than Taysom Hill. What to do? 6 point per passing touchdown leagues from Sam.
Yeah, 6 point passing touchdowns. I'm going with Tom Brady.
I am also, just to, I guess, give some clarity, we don't provide those projections, myself, Dave, and Heath. That is done by Sportsline. So it's basically a fourth version of rankings. Just take the word projections out of it. So if you want to trust Sportsline, go ahead. They're great. If you want to trust any of the three of us, go ahead. But it's just a matter of just another opinion that you can lean on.
You don't want to trust me?
If your rankings were on display, I would say trust you. Same with Frank. But, you know,
We don't want
Frank's,
that.
I think, are on Fantasy Pros, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you can check out Frank's. But Adam likes to keep his private. They're in a safe behind the Simpsons picture.
Yeah. That's right. This is a fake wall.
He writes them out. He puts them in the safe, and then he shows them to his son every Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
And look how good I did.
No, I let him do the rankings. He just kind of pushes things up and down.
I should probably do that with my kids from time to time.
Listen to Fantasy Football Today in 5, by the way. Speaking of Sportsline, we have Jacob Gibbs coming on the Saturday edition. He's got his special player props episode. Utilize his key stats, dominate your matchups this week, and win some money on player props. Okay, how about from Austin, Michael Pittman or Nelson Agholor?
Pittman for me, but it's close.
Yeah, I think both are pretty interesting. It's hard to trust any Raiders wide receiver, but I guess if you had to trust one, it would be Agholor. But I like Pittman.
Agholor is doing everything we hoped Henry Ruggs would do. Big plays, involved, Derek Carr's go-to guy.
I know. He's the only receiver that gets like any looks.
Yeah. It's just so much of their offense goes through Darren Waller. Mm.
Okay. This is from Just Kidding Dobbins. I don't know how to pronounce this author's name, and I'm very embarrassed by that. But dear Rowling, Simmons, Dobbins, and LOL. Did I say that right? Is it Rowling? Rowling?
I think it's Rowling.
Yeah. Simmons, those are all JKs. J.K. Simmons, I had to look up, but I know him. He's that actor. Good one. He's in Whiplash. And he's in a lot of stuff. Those insurance commercials.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bum, great Nas.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. I'm hanging by a thread in PPR. 5 and 6. I played against Ezekiel Elliott, but also Will Fuller, Antonio Gibson, and the Washington DST. I am down 91.6 to nothing. So I'm starting. Got a good team, though. He's got a chance here. Yeah. Josh Allen, Miles Sanders, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller. I like it. Who is the highest upside flex? Hold on 1 second. I have to get a sound effect queued up here. Who is the highest upside flex? Is it Kenyon Drake, Devontae Parker, DJ Moore, Raheem Mostert, or Wayne Gallman?
There's a scenario unfolding here where Devontae Parker might be the best guy by far if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays.
Yeah, Moore always has a ton of upside. That's the good thing.
I would say Moore right now. But if you tell me Fitzpatrick is starting for the Dolphins against the Jets, give me Devontae Parker as a top 10 wide receiver this week.
Whoa, okay.
That is, I think, fair.
This is from Gus. Dear Greg, Steve, John, Tom, and Kent. Those are Maedas. Kent Maeda. Greg, Steve,
names again?
Greg, Steve, John, Tom, and Kent. Very quarterbacky to me. All right, I got super lucky in a PPR bonus league. Bonus point for 40-yard play. I had Watson and Fuller. So let's help him set his lineup. Two running backs, James Robinson, Geo, Gus Edwards, Gallman, Jonathan Taylor. Pick two of them. Robinson, Geo, Gus Edwards, Gallman, and Taylor.
I like Robinson and Gallman.
Okay. I was going to say Robinson and Taylor, but Gallman and Taylor are very close for me, so I'll make it easy. Just say Gallman.
Okay. I got to get some more sound effects. And then pick three flexes. Who did you say at running back?
Gallman and Robinson.
Yep.
Okay. Geo, Edwards, Jonathan Taylor, Julio Jones, Allen Robinson, Christian Kirk, Sterling Shepard, and T. Higgins. Pick three of them.
Julio, if he plays, is easy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of names there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Julio Jones, Geo Edwards, Jonathan Taylor, Allen Robinson, Christian Kirk, Sterling Shepard, T. Higgins.
I'll go Julio, Taylor, Robinson. And if Julio doesn't play, I would replace him with Geo.
I would replace him with Gus. I have Geo a little bit lower just because he hasn't been great. He hasn't been efficient. And I just don't know what to expect out of that offense. So
you know what? I'm with you. Go with Gus. But I just, every time I hear Gus's name at this point, I'm getting hesitant just because of the game.
Yeah. Hop off the bus, Gus.
I think there was another positive test for the Ravens today.
Oh, boy. Okay. From Paul, pick two wide receivers, PPR. DJ Moore, Jacoby Myers, Jameson Crowder, Juju Smith-Schuster, Nelson Agholor. Moore, Myers, Crowder, Juju, Agholor.
I think Moore is the easy one.
Yep. Again, hesitant Steelers, but Juju still.
Yeah. I want to be more excited about Crowder now that Darnold is back. Darnold loves Jameson Crowder. But I'll go with Juju.
It's a little bit of a Crowder receiving room, though, right?
It's true.
And Mims is playing well.
Yeah, thanks. From
Mims, the word on Crowder.
Pick one tight end, by the way, also from Paul. Noah Fant, Dallas Goedert, or Zach Ertz?
Noah, thank you. I'll still go Ertz over Goddard. They've made a good point for Goddard that he's, you know, locked in right now, but I still think Ertz comes back. That's kind of like Superman returning for the Eagles offense at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Goddard was outplaying Ertz. Something was off with Ertz earlier this season. He just wasn't on the same page with Wentz. I know they had like the trade discussions with him. I'll use Goddard, though.
Greg, Steve, John, Tom, and Kent. Are they Braves pitchers? Maddox?
Who's Kent?
I don't know. Oh, Maeda, but he's not on the Braves.
Twins pitchers, come on.
Yeah, I don't think so. Are they?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. From Patrick. Dear Jim, Josh, Doug, and Drew. Those are quarterbacks. They have to be. Start two of these four running backs. 0.75 PPR. Weird. 2 of 4. Mike Davis, Kenyon Drake, Gus Edwards, Austin Eckler.
Davis and Eckler if he plays. And Gus if Eckler doesn't.
Yeah, I think Gus and Drake are pretty close as well. But yeah, let's go with that.
The thing with Drake is last week's the start of something or a fluke with the 5 targets and 4 catches? If he's doing that, then he's going to be great. If he's not doing that, he's got to score.
It definitely helps, but it's not a bad matchup. You could run on the Patriots.
Not lately, though. Not the last 3 weeks.
There's no reason, I think, to believe that those catches were the start of something. He has to do it again. You know, right now, well, you got to look at it as a fluke.
The point, the thing that could help him is if Kyler's shoulder is a problem.
Yeah.
And last week he was hesitant to run. You know, those things would benefit Drake. But if Kyler's Kyler, that's probably why he's, you know, not being involved in the passing game.
By the way, Jim, Josh, Doug, and Drew, these might be Bills quarterbacks. I can't think that's of probably a Doug. Who's a Doug?
No.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you all can think about it at home. Last one.
Doug Flutie.
Oh, there it is. There you go. From Jason. Dear Bill, Jim, and Tom. Bill, Jim, and Tom. These are, and the answer was provided for us, Giants head coaches who appeared in a Super Bowl. These are getting really tough, people. I don't even think I would have gotten that. Sit one, half PPR. DK Metcalf. Cooper Kupp. Nope. Stephon Diggs.
Nope.
DJ Moore. Brandon Cooks. Well, let's say you started Cooks. Who would you sit? Metcalf, Kupp, Diggs, or Moore?
Moore.
Yep. Correct.
Correct.
That's great.
Adam, sneeze again.
That's the longest laugh track. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. I'm going to play you out with the Fantasy Cops music, since we did a whole lot of fantasy copping today. Hopefully, oh, that sounded weird. Hopefully, you got your Taysom Hill questions answered. Sleazy strikes again.
Yes.
Thanks correct for listening, everybody. We will talk to you on Sunday night, and there could be a bonus pod coming as we get more news on the Ravens Steelers game. Hope you have a great weekend, and hope you have a lot of fantasy success on Sunday. See ya.